Welcome to day three of how to get your own back. This day is about owning your unique value. You have special gifts and talents that no one else has. You touch people in ways that others don't. The world needs your expression, your voice, your gifts and talents. Revere and love your unique way of being. There will never be another you. This practice is not about being like full of yourself or narcissistic, but it's about truly honoring and revering your value, your unique way in this world. Often we're not fully owning our capabilities, skills, and talents, and this can do us a disservice. Like especially in our struggling moments, having a more nuanced and detailed picture of your unique value, worth, and strengths is awesome to have, because then you can call those to mind when you're struggling or at any time to have a more full, accurate picture of yourself. I believe the whole reason you're on this earth is to recognize, cultivate, and share your gifts and talents. And I think the more you can tune into, value, and appreciate how your being truly thrives and flows in life, this is what's going to help the world go on and help the world thrive. If each individual is appreciating what's unique about them, prioritizing it, valuing it, it's going to support life. And so for this practice of owning your own value, let's start by noticing small moments of pride, small moments of satisfaction. Maybe your energy feels a little increased, a little more vitality. Maybe you feel a sense of wholesome love or sense of peace. For owning our unique value, we're going to reflect on moments where your being is really thriving and flowing. It can be a moment a child's crying is soothed by being in your arms. Could be a moment you took a risk and expressed your idea to a group, whether it was well received or not. Maybe when you were a person that a family member really counted on, you were there for them when they needed you. Could be your ability to really sit with uncertainty and complexity and see a long-term project through. Maybe you smile and make eye contact when engaging with your cashier. Maybe it's your physical strength or your perseverance, or maybe it's your humor just at the right moment. There are many ways that when you are really flowing or alive, or just unique things about you, that you're positively impacting the world and those around you. And so thinking back over today, let's reflect on a moment where something went well. Maybe your car started, maybe your breakfast tasted good. Just thinking back through your day and just reflecting on a moment where you felt some satisfaction or increased energy, love, pride, a sense of peace. Can be very small or something bigger, like a work email you sent that you feel like you really nailed the language. And then now that you've called something to mind, where you kind of like how it went today, no matter how big or small, let's reflect, what skill or talent moments do you have that made this thing happen today? If it's as simple as your car starting, it's that you got enough money to buy a car, keep it running, keep gas in it, and so that it totally worked when you got it going today. Or maybe you really helped your child get dressed and get off to school, navigating their tantrum and their tears. Just thinking of all like the attunement and preparation and having the clothes and having the relationship with your child that got them off to school, like made that whole process happen. No matter how big or small, just reflect on a moment that went well today and really consider the actions that you took to make that moment happen or the skills that you developed or built. How your way of being influenced a good outcome. Now let's think more broadly to this whole week, the whole past week. What's something that went well this past week? Maybe a client was satisfied. Maybe you hosted an event. Or you got a good workout in. Just reflecting on something that went well this past week. And then what's a skill or talent unique to you that made this happen? Allowing yourself to feel a little bit of pride or accomplishment about what you uniquely have that contributed to this moment. And now thinking back over your last year, what's something a little bigger that has gone well this last year? Maybe you got in better shape. Maybe you bought a house. Maybe you took some action on social or environmental change. Or maybe your Facebook posts were really witty and made your friends laugh. Just thinking of something from this last year. Where things went well overall. And what skill or talent or way of being that you possess helped to make this happen? In what way are you responsible for making this go well? Your unique value added. By repeatedly reflecting on what went well and how you were responsible for it, you'll build up a treasure trove of instances of your unique value, your impact, your special way in this world. Gathering this more detailed, nuanced picture of your strengths, things you bring to the table, things you like about yourself, you'll have a fuller picture of what you're bringing to the table. There will never be another you. Own your unique value. The world needs you.